American Language Course, Take 2306A. Listen. Several devices are used in the home workshop for measuring. Some of these are the tape measure, the 6-inch rule, and calipers. Repeat the band statements. Answer when I ask you a question. Tape measure. Tape measure. Tape measure. The tape measure is used to measure linear distances. The tape measure is used to measure linear distances. What is the tape measure used for? A tape measure is used to measure linear distances. Tape measures are not too accurate. Tape measures are not too accurate. Tape measures are used to measure approximate distances. Tape measures are used to measure approximate distances. Six-inch rule. Six-inch rule. Six-inch rule. The six-inch rule also measures distances. The 6-inch rule also measures distances. What is the 6-inch rule used for? To measure distances. The 6-inch rule is used to measure distances. The 6-inch rule is very accurate. The 6-inch rule is very accurate. The 6-inch rule is made of metal and is very accurate. The 6-inch rule is made of metal and is very accurate. Is the 6-inch rule accurate? Yes, the 6-inch rule is accurate. In fact, it is very accurate. In fact, it is very accurate. Which is more accurate, the tape measure or the 6-inch rule? The 6-inch rule is more accurate than the tape measure. Calipers. 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 Calipers are used to measure distances. Calipers are used to measure distances. Calipers measure the distance between two surfaces. Calipers measure the distance between two surfaces. Outside calipers. Outside calipers. Outside calipers measure external dimensions.
outside calipers measure external dimensions. What do outside calipers measure? External dimensions. Outside calipers measure external dimensions. Inside calipers. Inside calipers. Inside calipers measure internal dimensions. Inside calipers measure internal dimensions. What do inside calipers measure? Internal dimensions. Inside calipers measure internal dimensions. Now, let's practice some special expressions. Stick to something means to continue and not to stop. For example, did he stick to the job? Yes, he stuck to the job.
Did he stick to his study?
Yes, he stuck to his study.
Answer my questions. Repeat what the other man says.
Stick to. Stick to. Stick to. Stuck to. Stuck to. Stuck to.
Did he stick to the work?
Yes, he stuck to the work.
Did he stick to the job?
Yes, he stuck to the job.
Did he stick to his study?
Yes, he stuck to his study.
Did he stick to it?
Yes, he stuck to it.
Did they stick to it?
Yes, they stuck to it.
Listen. Run into means to meet or to encounter. For example, I ran into him in town yesterday.
Do you mean you struck him with your car?
Oh, no, I mean I met him accidentally. We didn't plan to meet, we just ran into each other.
Answer my questions. Repeat what the other man says.
Run into. Run into. Run into. Ran into. Ran into. Ran into.
Did you run into him?
Yes, I ran into him.
Did you run into each other?
Yes, we ran into each other.
Did he run into her in town?
Yes, he ran into her in town.
Did
Did you run into him at the bank?
Yes, I ran into him at the bank.
Did you run into her at the cafeteria?
Yes, I ran into her at the cafeteria.
Now, let's practice some special expressions in negative statements. First, let's review some of these expressions. Listen. Mess up means to do something wrong or to make a mess of something. Get through means to finish. Stick to means to continue and not stop. Run into means to meet or to encounter. Now, I will ask you some questions. Answer each question with a complete negative answer. I repeat, answer with a negative answer. Did you finish the book?
No, I did not finish the book.
Remember to give a negative answer. Did you finish the book?
No, I did not finish the book. No, I didn't finish the book.
Did he mess up his paper?
No, he did not mess up his paper. No, he didn't mess up his paper.
Was the room messed up?
No, the room was not messed up. No, the room wasn't messed up.
Did he stick to the job?
No, he did not stick to the job. No, he didn't stick to the job.
Did he stick to his study?
No, he did not stick to his study. No, he didn't stick to his study.
Did you run into him?
No, I did not run into him. No, I didn't run into him.
Did you run into each other?
No, we did not run into each other. No, we didn't run into each other.
Did you run into bad weather?
No, we did not run into bad weather. No, we didn't run into bad weather.
Now, answer with complete affirmative answers.
Did you finish the book?
Yes, I finished the book.
Did he mess up his paper?
Yes, he messed up his paper.
Was the room messed up?
Yes, the room was messed up.
Did he stick to the job?
Yes, he stuck to the job.
Did he stick to his study?
Yes, he stuck to his study.
Did you run into him?
Yes, I ran into him.
Did you run into each other?
Yes, we ran into each other.
Did you run into bad weather?
Yes, we ran into bad weather.
This is the end of tape 2306A.